So let's move on and talk a little bit about thyroid cancer. Maybe you can just sort of take a step back and sort of globally provide some perspective on, you know, what's happened in this disease, particularly its relevance to medical oncologists over the last couple of years.
Yeah, you know, thyroid cancer is very interesting. So I completed my fellowship in the year 2000 and took my junior faculty position then. And in seeing head and neck cancer patients, I saw thyroid cancer patients as well. And I'll be honest with you, I hated seeing those patients come to my clinic because once they became refractory to iodine, so we know the treatments up front are thyroidectomy, removal of the tumor, radioactive iodine therapy. And once they failed to respond to iodine, we're stuck. We don't really have a lot of effective treatment options, or we didn't at the time. And then slowly the tyrosine kinase inhibitors, because of the inhibition of VEGF, started coming into play. So we were involved early on with a study involving axitinib. And interestingly, talk about long-term survival, I have a patient who was on axitinib for thyroid cancer for almost 10 years.
Wow.
And so a few years back, the data with sorafenib was presented by Marcia Brose at ASCO. And this has been about 2-3 years now. And the study was positive. It was a plenary session, actually. And it shows improvement in survival over placebo. And of course, placebo would be the standard of care because we really didn't have any, you know, effective treatment strategies for thyroid cancer. So the data did show improvement in progression-free survival by a few months, and there wasn't any different overall survival because of a crossover effect, because people on placebo then were allowed to, if they weren't on the drug, to receive sorafenib. In general, the toxicities are what we'd expect with sorafenib. It's been around for a while with renal cell carcinoma and just tumors and other cancers. So some hand-foot syndrome, you know, hypertension, but manageable, very manageable. And sorafenib really kind of put the treatment of thyroid cancer on the map then. And it was then about 2 years later that lenvatinib was presented at ASCO. And lenvatinib really has been really more of the home run in this disease. So sorafenib had no complete responders in about a 12% response rate, where lenvatinib actually had a couple complete responders and a 63% response rate. Though the side effect profile is a little different, similar, but a little different, it has its share of issues. I mean, fatigue, hypertension, you know, some bleeding issues, some proteinuria. So it's not necessarily a benign drug, but nonetheless has kind of revolutionized, you know, how we treat these patients.